Mammogram sampler. She apologizes as she moves my breast into a position where it ought not to go. I hold my breath as instructed, cheating just a little, but hoping I don't have to do this again. I'm silent, but inwardly I'm praying gratitude. It's a privilege to have access to this technology and the healthcare to provide it. She says I'll get the results before I leave, and that's another thing to be grateful for. No need to wait for that phone call. The phone call. Fear rises in the shallow breaths I'm not supposed to take as I try not to think of my own mortality. I look at a spot on the wall as I hold my breath yet again. Why don't they put up posters to distract? Would I go for reconstruction? Will I even survive? I must stop thinking about it. The lobby has a quilt as their decor. It's stapled to a drapery rod. Stapled, mind you. Quilters everywhere would cringe. What's intended to celebrate women lacks regard for the artist's craft. The machine makes its images, and so I stand on tiptoes, no longer looking for solace. I, too, am strong enough to hold my own seams together, and that's worth celebrating.